Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Eric Astrakhan, Executive Director with the Tile Council of North America. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you right here the eve before our nation's birthday. I wanted to talk about a few initiatives with the Tile Council of North America. The first one is a lawsuit was filed last week. The Coalition for Fair Trade in Ceramic Tile filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Court of International Trade, challenging the ruling that found that ceramic tile from India, they had ruled that it was not being sold below fair market value. And your group, you're the leader of it, but it's a bunch of USA manufacturers. They're saying, take a look at it again, right?
That's right, Kemp. Let's take a step back and look at this from 30,000 feet for a moment. Tile manufacturers across the world know what it costs to make tile. They know what it costs to make tile in Italy, to make it in the U.S., to make it in Mexico, South America, and what it costs to make tile in India. There's no secrets there, really. The cost of clay, the cost of energy, the cost of transport, the cost of labor. And then you have global suppliers, such as the glaze suppliers, the specialty chemical suppliers, some of the clay suppliers, and they can give you some pretty good insights into operations as well. So I think it's fair to say we know exactly what it costs to make tile in India. There's simply no way to claim that the tile that is being sold ex India at 35 cents a square foot isn't being dumped. In addition to that, we'd like to believe that commerce can land on that determination themselves, because look at the determination they made for tile from China. It's not an apples to apples, but tile from India is two-thirds the price of tile from China. And the government looked at that and determined that a 600% tariff was appropriate. Now, you know, there are some penalty elements in that tariff, but even still, they certainly determined that there was dumping and substantial subsidies taking place in China to allow Chinese manufacturers to ship tile at a price that was a third higher than what Indian companies are shipping tile for. So, you know, if you step back from the minutiae of making the analysis and look at the big picture, we know that dumping is taking place, and we know that subsidies are in effect. When you get to the actual analysis, there are some very, very good people at commerce. Mm-hmm. But we understand that this investigation took place at a time when there were more anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations taking place than in the entire history of the Tariff Act since 1930. So, frankly, commerce was swamped. They just weren't able to give this the amount of investigation that it needed for something that is very, very complex, and where Indian manufacturers, unlike most of the rest of the world, actually have lots and lots of what are effectively shell corporations and affiliates that are much, much harder to investigate. And of course, this all took place in a change of administration. And that makes it even harder too, because there's naturally going to be sort of changes in staffing, changes in political appointees, et cetera. So bottom line is we think commerce got it wrong, and by filing gives everybody an opportunity to take a step back and reexamine.
I think it's important to point out that the tone of all this is to allow them to take a look at it again. I think you also wanted to warn the distributors and importers that this puts this anti-dumping and countervailing duty initiative, which is set at a certain date, it's still into play. So be careful, right?
Exactly. Thanks for bringing that up, Kemp, because that's why we wrote a press release and circulated it as widely as we could. Mm-hmm. And that's our fear that, you know, our friends in the distribution community, and certainly we want all distributors and all importers to be aware of the fact that this matter is still in play. And as a result, there is a real possibility of retroactive tariffs. Most likely, those tariffs, not a certainty, but most likely, certainly looking at the law, we believe those tariffs would be applicable back to around April 23rd of 2025. So for importers that are bringing product in or who may were not aware that this matter is still active, we'd want them to know that there's the possibility of retroactive tariffs. And at least by our calculation, those tariffs could be significant. Factor that in or be aware of that possibility.
Okay, let's move on to another topic. You're working on an abrasion test and actually got a couple of breakthroughs on that. Give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah, this is quite exciting. And Kemp, you're going to be the first to hear about it. Certainly your listeners are, because we still have a ways to go, but the news is so exciting. This is something that Tile Council and the domestic industry and really worldwide has been working on for well over 10 years. And that is how long a tile lasts and where it is appropriate to use is of critical importance to the architectural community. It really should be important to every homeowner, but they may not have the kind of wear and tear where that could be problematic. Although you get down to the coast, you get into an area with a lot of sand, and abrasive wear could become relevant even to a homeowner. Certainly relevant in hospitality industry and, you know, all kinds of entranceways, important in airports and places where you see a lot of traffic, and how to make that evaluation. There's been a test that's been wrongly labeled the PEI test for years, but it's what people tend to call it. It's really the ASTM method called C1027, and then there's an ISO equivalent test method. This is particularly important because as glaze technology changes and with dark colors, light colors, et cetera, what types of clear layers are being used, really need a good method for making that evaluation. And the existing test method that's got to be 40, 50 years old is not really appropriate anymore for the kinds of glazes and tiles that are out there. But simulating wear, predicting in a laboratory how something is going to hold up is incredibly complex. And really, it's something that Dow Tile developed on their own and tested over a period of years and then very, very generously brought to us to continue that development with them. And then we took it to this method to the International Standards Organization, where we've received great collaboration from Atlas Concord, other members of Confindustria, Crossville in the U.S. And that method, I'm coming from a meeting yesterday where folks from Italy flew in and Noah Chitty from Crossville flew in. Mm-hmm. The folks from Dow Tile to meet with our researchers. And I can say that we're very, very close to finalizing this method, taking it back to the International Standards Organization to turn it into an official international standard that I am sure will be used by the architectural community worldwide and provide more concrete evaluation and even the ability to certify that a tile will perform as manufacturers across the world state that it will. And that's something we haven't had for quite a while. So we're very excited about that.
Brace yourself here because it allows you to compare not only tile to tile, but you can compare tile to another surface, say a vinyl surface. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. About to run out of time. Just one more quick mention. I'm going to see you in less than 2 weeks in Washington at the Floor Covering Sustainability Summit. Look forward to seeing you there. Again, been talking to Eric Astrakhan, the Executive Director of the TCNA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.